Hello and welcome to the Where People Meet podcast, the event technology podcast for the worldwide meetings and events industry. I'm your host, Mitch Malinsky, head of sales here at Feedloop in beautiful Toronto. And today I'm joined by Sean Cheng, award-winning event strategist, experience creator, innovation driver. The list of titles for this wonderful human goes on. Sean is a proud advocate of event professionals across the globe and is regularly featured as one of the leaders in our industry, amassing numerous awards over the years. Sean currently lends his ever-expanding skill set to the Dahlia Plus Agency as their senior strategist of brand experience and marketing. But it doesn't end there. He is also the co-founder of Event Profs Breakshit, a community of event professionals who come together to test and experience event technology. I've actually known Sean for quite some time now, having met him when he was in his previous position as client solutions manager for MCI Global. I've had the privilege of collaborating with him on several business projects and have firsthand seen his talent and expertise in action. I'm confident that this will be one of the most thought-provoking conversations on the podcast to date. So listeners, be sure to listen closely. Sean, just want to start by saying thank you so much. It's a real honor to have you on the podcast today. This is a recording I've been looking forward to for quite some time. So let's get started here. Can you tell us where are you calling in from?
Thank you, Mitch, for having me. I am calling from Vancouver, Canada. This is another Canadian.
Love to see it. And I know you guys just got hit with a big dump of snow out there, eh?
Yes, we are. And we are not used to it.
Yep. Those Vancouver winters. But awesome. Really looking forward to this. Can we start today, Sean, with you telling everyone a little bit about yourself and your background in the meetings and events industry?
Yes, happy to. For those of you who haven't met me, my name is Sean. I'm based in Vancouver, Canada. Originally from Taiwan. As you can see, it's obviously a big adjustment from a tropical island to the gray north of snow. So it is a big adjustment in my life, and that actually a good segue into the career part is because that also opened up the window for me to be in the meeting and event industry. The year that I moved to Canada was actually 2009. Which is a year before the 2010 Winter Olympics game happening in Vancouver. And I think for a lot of us who are in the industry, is somehow it come with accidents, somehow it come with just how the life plan. For me, it was a big opportunity right in front of me when I'm here, and that's just a natural segue into it. The Olympic experience was amazing, and then that gave me window to kind of open up in the industry and know more. And I think for those of you who are consider in to which industry do you want to select? I would say event industry is an interesting industry. It's an industry that, in order for you to success, you need to help other people. And that's kind of how my experience are in the industry. And that's how I fall in love with industry is, throughout my career phase that, I have tremendous help from all the other people. And in general, it's a very supporting, ecosystem. And that kind of framed me to who I am. I have the fortune to being in a lot of different segments of the industry, starting the career as in hotel, from the banquet side to catering. And then I've been with a destination marketing organization for a couple years, and then landing at MCI Group, which is what's my previous job, which is a full service event planning company that I'm being handling a lot of the operation and planning and strategies for association meeting, mainly international conference and congression. I have the fortune with helping a lot of the client in that space for a good, I would say 7-8 years, and decide to make the to kind of again opened up a new chapter last year, and so now being with the Dahlia Plus agency for over a year now, which we are a full service marketing and consulting agency. In a nutshell, Dahlia Plus agency is a change accelerator. So we work with clients who want to make a difference, whether they are, you know, social good difference, or they are simply just want to upgrade the way they are doing their project or their event or their experience difference. And that's kind of how we come in by helping them. And that's kind of how I've been using my experience for the past decades in the industry right now to be truly helping other people, because I have been able to have the fortune to see a lot of things and have the fortune to try quite a few different things as well. So far it's been a very enjoyable ride, and I cannot wait to continue make a difference.
Amazing. And from an outsider perspective, it's an incredible career that you've had so far. You're still very young. You've got a lot ahead of you. So I'm excited to see what's next for you, Sean. But one of the reasons I was so excited to bring you on to the podcast is you just bring so many different experiences. You started out on the hotel side of things. Then you went to venue sourcing, then you went to full service event management with MCI, and now you are enacting good with your work at Dahlia Plus. And what you mentioned there about your mission at Dahlia Plus is around helping to facilitate change and create positive action in the industry. That's actually really interesting to me. Can you give an example of one or two projects that you've worked on that has helped to enact positive change in our industry?
Well, I think, in general, like when I say a salary change is just be better, right? Because I think a lot of the people in the event industry who first came in by accident. That was what it used to be. Events in the past used to be kind of within a company's radar, it's kind of like the least important item, right? Like you will have someone to just book the hotel and get a catering, you know, you throw a meeting together. That was kind of what a lot of people still have the assumption that is what the event is. So what they have the assumption is, oh, you are the party planner. I'm not saying party planner are not important, because if you think about a party planner was actually very important, especially in this post-pandemic world, you know, our job is actually to get people together and magically help them through an emotional journey, whether it is get exciting and happy, whether it is, you know, emotionally connecting with each other, right? If you're talking about donation type of fundraising events, it's like our job is actually very sophisticated and require a lot of skill and knowledge and creativity. But a lot of people actually don't know about that. And actually a lot of the event planner or people in the industry didn't think that way. And I think so for Dahlia Plus agency, that's kind of what we are trying to do, is we're trying to help, you know, our clients or company or in general the industry to be better. And then, you know, the better the way you're doing things, especially on the technology front, because we believe technology are going to enhance tremendously of what we are doing and going to elevate what we're doing tremendously. And then therefore adaptation to technology and see them in a different lens is very important. But on the other hand, we are also just want our client or the industry in general to feel better about ourselves, right? You know, we can do better. So just an example, like we're helping a client this year of they are in a traditional construction space, so you know it's a bit more old fashioned. But by the engagement with us, we're actually in the process of helping them to identify some of the area they can do better, right? So it's not just the typical traditional events they are doing, but how to come up with something different that would touch their audience mind, and specifically, which I think will be something, this thing we are going to talk about later, is how we can position ourselves, both from our client and also us, to the next generation. Because the next generation, they are looking for something very different.
Yeah.
And the typical or the old school way, it might not be as effective as it used to be. And if we don't act fast, we might lose some of the opportunity that may be in front of us.
Absolutely. And that is something that we'll be diving into a little later on in this conversation. But before we do so, I just want to explore something that's very clear to me as I'm listening to you talk right now. And that's just how passionate you are about the events industry. It's clear this is an industry that you love. After all, you've dedicated your career to it. And I know on top of your career as a business professional, you've also taken on many unpaid volunteer positions to support the industry. So, Sean, what is it that appeals to you about event planning and the industry so much that you've decided to dedicate your career to this profession and you try to give back as much as you can to fellow event professionals?
I think what's the most attractive for me in this industry is it is the industry that are we as a person who can make a decision on how we want this industry to be look like from my own lens. Is, you know, it's very different than, let's say, a doctor or a lawyer or engineering, right? Mm-hmm. Those typical jobs who have a very clear career path that from education and then after education, what will happen? It's kind of all laid down for you. It's very difficult. You know, every career had their own challenge that they need to go through. But I think what's very attracted or interesting or fascinated to me about the event industry is everyone have different paths. You know, I have a lot of the friends who in the industry, and that's kind of why I have like my friends actually circle, not just professional, but also personal. A lot of them are in the industry because, it's an industry that you make your own future, right? Some people like to, you know, stay on in one organization and grow within it. Some people like to kind of bouncing in different category in the industry to get an overarching experience. And some people maybe after a few years decide to, you know, open their own business. But in general, we all have the opportunity to do something differently that will suit you. I mean, on the other hand, I know how that also sounds very challenging and uncertain, right? Like there are no, and especially for people who are listening in, if you are a student or who are consider, you know, switching your career into this industry, it seems like quite scary because there are no a clear career path in front of you. And that's kind of why, I think the important thing for me to succeed in this industry is engaging. You need to proactively engage within your community, whether locally or globally, internationally, whatever that suits you at the moment. And you just need to continue to be open, listening to other people and see how you can help each other. I think by doing that, you're going to get more. And that's kind of why I do a lot of the volunteer work in the industry because, a very wise man tell me a couple of years ago, and that is just so deep that I remember clearly, and that has kind of become my motto for industry engagement is a membership for an industry association is like earning a seat on the poker table. It doesn't mean you're gonna win when you're on the poker table. You need to play the poker. And so there's a lot of assumption from people is, oh, I'm paid the membership, so I should get out of something. That is actually not true. You pay the membership simply gave you the access to a pool of amazing people and resources. You would then need to spend time, contribute, and actually using those resources. That is where you're going to get more. So for those of you who are considered joining any of the association, whether they are MPI, PCMA, or, you know, CSAE, whatever that is, don't stop at paying the membership. Going to the events or if you are able to join a committee, trying to be involved, and you will then find out you're gonna get more out of it. Not just for sales, but for planner, even better, even more.
That's some really good advice, Sean. Something I will absolutely be taking, and something I'm sure a lot of our listeners will take you up on as well. But let's dive into a topic that you've mentioned a couple of times now. And this is actually something that we spoke about when you and I sat down in Toronto. I think it was last month. You were here,
yes,
and we went out for lunch and had a really great conversation. But one of the many items that we discussed was the next generation of event professionals. And you highlighted a couple of concerns that you have about the industry not getting sufficient new talent and ideas injected into it. So for the listeners today, can you share what your points were on that topic and why you have some concerns around new talent in the industry?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, so what I noticed, this year by attending different shows, different conferences, and talk to different people, around the industry is, there are very obvious, one, the labor shortage. Mm-hmm. I think in the post pandemic, it's not just the event and hospitality industry, right? I think every industry are facing labor shortage. And it comes to the fact that I think a lot of the senior generation retired during the pandemic. And then a lot of the kind of the middle generation, you know, maybe the millionaire or some of the middle generation, they got taken out a bit more. And the younger generation who kind of take a pause during the pandemic, right? Because a lot of things are not happening. And then, so right now when we open, we actually realize, a lot of the what you used to attract, talents who come into the industry, they might not as effective as what it used to be. And on the other hand, because of the pandemic, a lot of the people actually see from the first hand that how struggle and in some way sensitive of the industry are during, like when you're facing, you know, a tremendous events like pandemic, right? Like how unstable it is, how, you know, how the layout and then all the industry actually shut down in some way. And that adding on a lot of the insecure when people who are looking into their career paths, right? So it's definitely a concern that I think a lot of the people are facing. Is it's hard for them to recruit young talent right now, especially the junior people.
Yeah.
Or they got junior people and then they need to actually put the junior people in a bit more senior role right away because they just don't have that manpower to do it.
Right.
And on the other hand, that when I had different industry trade shows, so what it used to be is I used to be able to see quite a good amount of students. You know, usually organized by the school and then they come in and, you know, to starting to get a sense of what the industry looks like in network, right? And I actually feel that they are less like that. Again, it might be the budget issue, it might be the travel concern whatsoever, but less students who are appealing in the industry event, which in some way cause some concern because that just means that they are not able to see the vibrant. And because this industry, again, like what I say earlier, is it's about connection. It's about you are in there and experiencing it. And without have that experience, you will be just on paper or when you're at home watching the news. And we all know that the industry for the past 2 years are very challenging and struggle. And therefore, if you're not able to experience what get together mean, it's going to be a hard sell for a lot of the folks who are consider career paths.
Absolutely. And you've highlighted a number of different concerns here, but do you have any ideas on how we fix this? Like how do we make event planning sexy again? What are some strategies and initiatives that individual event planners, companies, membership organizations can do to help recruit and retain new talent to the industry?
Well, I think that to start with, we should start to rebuild that connection with the younger generation, right? Okay. Is from a very simple, arranging guest speaker to the class to starting talking a little bit more about who we are from a positive way. I think, we need to start thinking about what made us like this industry, right? It's about the people. It's about the connection. It's about the experience. It's about the creativity. It's about making change, actually, because if you're thinking about us, what we do are creating a platform for something to happen, whether they are a business deal to happen or they are a knowledge exchange to happen, or they are simply emotional connecting that happen, right? So this is what we do is we are not, our job is not about renting a room and ordering food, right? Our job is actually creating a platform through an experience to make something objective happen, right? Mm-hmm. So those are actually, I think those are sexier than the logistic concern, right? And so those are the things we should start talking about. And actually a lot of the organization are doing that right now is they are talking about the impact, they are talking about the legacy, or they're talking about those emotional connection. And I think those are very important to start again, heavily communicate that to the younger generation. But on the other hand, is we should also take a step back and start listening, right? We should start listening what the younger generation want and what's their concern, because the industry will be shaped by then, no matter what, right? The industry we are in today, in some way is shaping by us, right? Like what we believe and what we see the industry are is what it is today because we make it. And the industry, whether you like it or not, the industry will belong to the future, right? So what the younger generation want that we need to talk to them, like, specifically a few things, like my understanding, and I need to say this is something I am very interested to learn more, is what the Gen Z or what the younger generation are and what they are looking for, right? My understanding is they are all actually very practical and career orientated. A lot of them grow up in economy uncertainty, and therefore they probably more practical than any of us. They probably actually already making money when they are in high school, not by selling lemonades on the stand, but by actually doing, YouTube video. And they already figuring out how to do affiliate ads when they are in high school, right? So they are practical. So how we can make our industry be practical for them, right? A lot of them are they are more issue driven, which is they are more cautious on sustainability, more cautious on social justice. They are more cautious on diversity and inclusion. Those are the topic. Just to be real, like they are still a nice thing to talk about in the industry, but really not a hardcore implementation in regulation or in practical application in the industry. They are something still just the thing that we talk about, right? But for the younger generation, that's not enough, right? They want to see action solution that be in play. And that is how they looking at employee, and that is how looking at which events or which organization they want to be associated with, right? So those are the things that we should pay attention to moving forward. And that's how we can, I would say, make sure the younger generations continue to come in this industry. Because like I say, this is the industry. It's very flexible in a way that it can be whatever we want. And I think what we want to make sure is this is industry has enough younger generation coming in so they can shape the future that makes sense for the next, 5-10 years.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you bring this up, Sean, because This is a topic that hasn't had a whole lot of dialogue or discussion in the industry. I know diversity, equity, and inclusion is a big topic, and I've actually had a number of different podcast conversations on that topic. I know sustainability is a topic that people are talking about in the industry. I'm not sure whether we've seen a whole lot of action on the idea of sustainability. I think there has been a lot of movement on accessibility, diversity, equity, and inclusion, but I think sustainability is something that needs a lot more action and effort behind it. But aside from you, I haven't heard anyone talk about the future generation of event planners and ensuring that they are passionate about the work that they do, that they've got job security, that you can look to a career of an event planner and see, oh, I can actually make a life out of this. So I'm glad that you're bringing this to the forefront. I think there does need to be a lot more dialogue and discourse on this topic, because there really is just so much to unpack here. But yeah, very thought-provoking. So looking ahead, Sean, what are your thoughts on the future of the industry? Is there anything that you're particularly concerned about aside from recruiting and retaining talent? Or we don't have to take the lens of doom and gloom. Is there anything that you're particularly excited about? Any new technologies, any new initiatives that you're passionate about?
I think 2020, like, I think moving on into the new year, we're recording this in the end of 2022 and, yep, you know, probably will air in 2023. I think 2026 for some people, this is the second year after the pandemic. For some people, this is the first year after the pandemic. And so I think we are officially in the new era of what the world will look like, right? There are concern about recession. There are concern about the war around the world. There are energy crisis. What I mean is what it used to be are not going to work. I think we are in a long run of the readjustment of the economy and in the way that we do things, and that directly impacting on what event would look like, whether they are business event or they are association events, that the way we do things just going to be very different. And I think what we need to pay attention to as the event professional is we need to keep telling each other and ourselves we actually need to convince ourselves this is the exciting things. This is the reason I say that is because it is exciting that we have the very rare chance right now to rewrite the book. You know, what the standard are, we actually at the front point right now to make that happen. And that is something the younger generation or the next generation are actually very interesting to be part of it. You know, this younger generation are actually rule setter. Like, they do not, they like, the, you know, you heard a lot of people talking about they don't like to follow the rule. It's really just because if the rule you set up for them, they don't believe in it, they don't follow. And so this is the time that we set up the new rule that, you know, universally people will be agree on. And if I can just take a little bit more minute, just say another thing that I am excited about for the event industry is the reality of the marketing strategy switch from different company is going to be something I think will be impact us a lot. For the past decades, or actually two decades, the marketing 101 is cookie. Is third-party cookie on the website, right? So every organization is thinking about how can I get more attraction and how can I, using the third-party cookie on the internet to generate leads or, you know, building the brand, whatever that is. That is going to fade away actually very soon. And that is already a very obvious sign that every company or organization outside around the world are looking for what will be the new marketing foundation in the cookieless world. And at least for right now, it seems like the answer is events. Like whatever event, whatever industry you are in, automobile, construction, e-commerce, whatever market or industry you are in, everyone is talking about how to collecting first-hand data, and the best way is throwing out events. And as the event professional, we should be prepared for that, and we should be prepared to learn how to speak those language, because we already doing those. So we should be the expert to control the dialogues and move forward. Because if we don't, if we do not, all the smart people right now that are in the digital marketing world, they will come in and they will become the expert, because they already have the ear with the boardroom executives. It's really just for them to switch the tactic. And that will be once again an opportunity lost for the event professional, in my opinion.
Right. That's a really interesting point you bring up, Sean. And I imagine this is also where your creativity as an event planner needs to come to the forefront. When you're talking about events here as the next tool for marketing professionals and companies around the world, I imagine, sure, there is the time and place for the typical in-person conference that's a massive production. But when you're talking about events here, I have a funny feeling you're talking about things that aren't necessarily a massive production and take a lot of time and energy to pull off. These might be smaller, more scalable online webinars, workshops, speaker series, those kind of things. Is my assumption correct? Or what type of events do you think are going to be really successful to drive that kind of new age marketing that you're talking about here?
I will say both. And I think the end goal is whatever that will help the organization you are working for to collect those data will be the right event format for them, right? And it's obviously, if you're thinking from this trend of thought, then you will not give up anything digitally, right? You will not give up webinar. You will not give up virtual engagement, whether they are events or not, because they are going to be part of the data collecting strategy, right? You will probably still put a lot of the resource in that big, giant in-person gathering, because if it's going to be held up experience for people, especially in the remote working world, that, you know, a lot of people actually, a lot of the company using in-person event as a way for their company to meet, right? So there are a lot of the opportunity there. But what if you follow so far, you know that is those are the language we need to start using, and we need to start educate ourselves with those language. And that is something event professional, unfortunately, are not really good at. We are good at coming out with experience. We are good at put something together, and we are good at all the detail and logistics, make sure things go smoothly. But we never be able to effectively talking about the result, the objective, the ROI, or the insight that we gather after we put together a smoothless and successful events. But those are the thing, those are the thing, you know, the boardroom or the boss or the organization would need to know and want to hear, right? Because that is actually the bottom line of why you're putting the events together. Even for association, right? You're thinking about, oh no, but I'm putting together an education conference. I don't need ROI. That is actually not true. Your ROI is probably, if not more, are equally important than all the corporate planner as well. They're just differently. And we just need to starting to equip ourselves with those basic business essential, because that is how we can, transform in this industry to be something different and better.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really relevant, the idea that event planners need to have an understanding and be able to formulate these business arguments as to why their events are not only necessary, but a strategy to achieve a number of different business outcomes. and for the event professionals who are able to understand that business side and communicate that to their stakeholders, their bosses, that'll yield a lot of results. And especially with the economy in the state that it's in right now, a lot of businesses are looking internally and seeing where they can cut costs. And if you as the event planner or as you as the events department head are unable to communicate that ROI of your events to the bosses, the C-suite of the organization, then chances are events are one of the first things that will get cut unless there is a proven and established business case behind them. Would you say that's correct?
I would say, correct in a way that I would say event is probably not the first thing they will cut, but the people who are running events, surprisingly, will be the first group of people they cut because they saw you are replaceable.
Right.
And that is something we should, if you saw that, we should, you know, start taking action of it.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, you've highlighted a lot of, as I mentioned at the top, very thought-provoking topics and ideas here. I know I'm going to be going away from this conversation with a lot to think of. I'm sure the audience will as well. Are there any final words you want to share with the Where People Meet audience before we hop off here?
I think all I want to say is, be ready for an exciting year. Think the year is ahead is going to be different, going to be challenged. We have the opportunity to make it better and make it awesome. We have the upper hands to make things good. And if you are concerning or if you not really sure about this statement, I'm happy to connect and would love to have the chat with you. Because like I say, at Dahlia Plus, we are Change Accelerator. So we are love to be part of the journey to make your story, a different one.
Very well said. So Sean, if any of our listeners want to learn more about your work and connect with you, what's the best way to do so? I know you're on LinkedIn. Should they connect on LinkedIn? Anywhere else they can find you?
Yeah, I would say definitely LinkedIn. LinkedIn is, I'm being very active on LinkedIn, and that's best, probably the best way. But otherwise, also welcome to checking our website, dahliaplus.com. Or email me, which I'm sure Mitch can include that in the podcast description. That's also another way that you can reach me.
Absolutely. Well, hey, that wraps up our Where People Meet podcast episode on the future of the events industry with Sean Chang. Thanks for your time today, and we'll see you next time on the Where People Meet podcast.
Thank you.